Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am very excited about bringing today's guest to our business spotlight. Empower Cocktails CEO Tiffany Hall is a former marketer and lawyer for one of the world's largest spirit conglomerates. It is there where she noticed a missing space for a brand within a man-centric market that celebrates and honors women while catering to their distinct taste. Empower Cocktails is a new disruptor that puts celebrating and empowering women at the forefront of its mission. The exciting brand has launched the first cocktail refreshing but not too sweet Empower Cosmopolitan Martini. The gluten-free beverage contains sweet potato vodka, locally sourced from a family-owned farm in Northern California, as well as triple-sec cooling white cranberry and zesty lime. The drink has 25 proof, and it contains only 80 calories per 3 ounces. I can't tell you how excited I am to be trying this, because I love a good Cosmo. And with that, Tiffany, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure to meet you and to be on your show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be sharing you because I have to say, what a badass thing to do. I mean, talk about a man-centric marketplace to now be trying to disrupt. So impressed. So I would love to know a little bit about your background and how you got started in all of this, because this is just so out of the box. I love that.
Oh, thanks. So my career has been a bit diverse, not the typical track. Essentially, right after college, I worked in marketing for quite a while in various industries, from advertising to music and fine art, and then went to law school. And shortly thereafter, I ended up being an advertising marketing attorney in one of the largest wine and spirits companies in the world. There, you know, really had an opportunity, and I think all of us know, but really able to focus on seeing how large the industry is, how profitable it is, and one of the few that is always open to new and interesting product for consumers to indulge in. So after observing, one, to your point, a man-centric industry where not only within the corporations that sell and distribute wine and spirits, they're predominantly men, but certainly there are not a number of women who have had the opportunity or have started their own wine or spirit businesses. There are a few of us, but not nearly to the amount there where we should be. One, just because there's such a huge opportunity to build wealth from your family, yourself, and impact the community. So I took on this mission of wanting to start this business just to see what would happen. So even though I had the marketing experience, I didn't necessarily have the production experience, but I had a really fantastic network that I had built over the course of my career to help me with every aspect of this, from packaging to logo development to the production to the manufacturing. And I said, you know, let me just give this a try, because if I'm the only one who knows that I failed at this, that's okay. But I don't want to look back when I'm on a rocking chair, 85, 90, I'm asked, what do you wish you had done? And I said, you know, I always wanted to start my own alcohol company. So I gave it a shot, and it took a while to build. I self-funded because I really believed in the idea. And quite frankly, when you come up with a brand called Empower and you tell a man-centric industry that you want to do a product that is celebrating and honoring women, but also to give women an opportunity to have another product on the shelf to pick from, I think there had been a very narrow view of what we were interested in. And I always think it's wonderful to have choices. And so wanted, particularly since women are known as really carrying the purse strings in their households, in making those purchase decisions, I thought it'd be great for them to have another choice on the shelf. But also, look, I've partnered with various charities along the way that are also focused on championing women. Men aren't excluded from the party at all. There's certainly a number of male consumers who like, who love Empower. But I really wanted us as women to feel thought of, cared for, and focused on, because so often we are not. So that's why I decided on this, to take on this journey, and it has been fantastic. One, I'm still shocked and awe that it's on the shelf. I still have a moment each time I walk in a store and see it, and it's been fantastic to interact with consumers and to be able to share my story just like I'm sharing it with you. So often I walk in stores and do tastings for the brand, and they'd ask me who I work for, and I said, this is mine. And not only did I feel quite empowered by saying that, but these a lot of consumers were just so excited and ready to support because I was able to fulfill my dreams.
Isn't it amazing that a man-centric industry doesn't realize that women control the purse strings?
It's
so remarkable to me in every, and I don't care what industry it is, you know, whether it's sports, women control where the dollars are spent. You know, when you are having a party at your house and things like that, it is 80% of the time the woman who is going out to buy everything. And so it's always remarkable to me that men just seem to not understand that. And this is why we say all the time that women start with why. And it's not that there aren't other brands out there that are alcohol-based and things like that. But focusing your marketing, your lovely logo, all of it on women is just smart business. And so I give you such kudos for that because it is. It's just, it makes sense. And it's so strange. I've been talking about it left and right lately, that when you go into a bread store, there's 15-20 different, you know, brands of bread to choose from, because there's enough. There are enough consumers out there to support multiple brands, multiple things. But to target literally, you know, men don't think of what make women look at something and what's going to catch a woman's eye. And so I love that you've done that. So how did you get started? I mean, really, you know, this doesn't seem like, oh yeah, let's just go make, you know, an alcohol brand. Sure, we can get that done tomorrow.
So, you know, one, I just thought of a long time, you know, what type of beverage would I like to produce? And I was really trying to, after a while, I basically focused on trying to find an alternative to wine, because that someone could enjoy in the home, right? That didn't have a significant amount of alcohol content. And this certainly has evolved since I've even launched, but early on, in terms of ready-to-drink cocktails, which is what Empower is, many of those have not been known to have fabulous taste profile. It was typically in a kind of very large 1.75 jug at $9 and a lot of sugar and not that great, right? And not something that you could enjoy over the course of an evening if you're hanging out with people. So, you know, my goal was, I want to develop a cocktail that tastes good, that people can enjoy over long periods of time, and is enjoyable. Right? Enjoyable with the occasion. So I, in a way, I felt like I wanted to reinvent what the ready-to-drink category looked like. So I spent a lot of time in the kitchen initially, just mixing various different cocktails to see where I could land. And then I reached out to kind of a flavor house. You know, you pick up these things along the way. I immersed myself in a lot of education about manufacturing, production, and just the industry as a whole, because working as a lawyer for the company, you certainly have an insight into a lot of how things work, but I was primarily focused on marketing and sales. So to figure out how to actually produce a product, I had to really lean on new connections in my network to make that happen. So once I went through quite a while of tasting different flavor profiles to match the cocktail that I wanted on the shelf, then it was a search for an actual producer for me, right, to find the vodka. And I had always wanted to do a potato vodka, but most potato vodkas are available overseas, and there's quite, there are challenges with respect to just it coming to the U.S. because it comes by large freight, and if you want to produce immediately, there's some constraints there, but I was lucky enough to find a sweet potato vodka farm and distillery that had been family-owned for, you know, over 100 years, and I was connected to someone who I had called about something else. They told me about this sweet potato vodka, and I took my recipe to them, and it came together really nicely, and we went from there for production and then finding cartons and finding a distributor and all these things, but they're at least, you know, I'm exaggerating to some extent, but 100 steps to make it to that point of getting on the shelf. But literally, it was all of, you know, people say it takes a village for certain things. I mean, this took a city, state, country to kind of bring this all together because I didn't know it all. And that's what's so important when you go through a process like this, of acknowledging that, not letting that take you out of embarking on something like this, but realizing that you need to ask for help. And that's what I did. And I was willing to take the time to do it because I said, this is something I really want to do, and I think it will be received well in the market.
Awesome. You know, it's so funny. I'm channeling Grace and Frankie. It's like, gee, sweet potato vodka. Does that mean I'm getting, like, healthy ingredients in there? You know, this is going to work.
Oh, my goodness. I always like to say, I never want to say that alcohol is healthy by any context. It's But sweet potato does give the flavor profile something different. And quite frankly, most people before my product was out there had not had a chance to even taste it, sweet potato vodka, before. And I hadn't before I had the pleasure of meeting the distiller and their family to introduce that to me. So it was pretty cool, I thought, to find that, and also just gives a differentiating factor for the brand.
Totally differentiating. And I love that your family is now merged with another family to bring this to light.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was quite interesting because when we decided to go for it with production, it's in Northern California, outside of Fresno. And I had never met them in person, but we had just been on the phone for several months and obviously had good rapport. And I ended up staying with them. And it was just, you know, the whole time through production. And it's one of those things where, you know, I live in New York City, and I think we're probably, New York City folks tend to be the most guarded folks, and, you know, no contact, eye contact with people on the street. You just move fast, get to where you're going. But in this process, you know, we just developed a really good collaboration over the phone, and somehow felt okay enough to trust each other that I would be living with them for a few days to produce the product. So yeah, I would say we've definitely come together and had a great, great relationship and continue to do so.
makes me smile that you're a fellow New Yorker, but it's so funny everywhere. Because I love to travel. I've traveled a lot, driven cross country a couple of times, you know, in and out of the country and things like that. And no one ever believes I'm from New York. They're like, oh, you're way too friendly. They're like, no. Especially when I go down south, they're like, oh, honey, you must be Southern in your soul because you're just way too sweet to be a Northern girl. You know? And it's like, no, I really am. And they laugh. I've had people say to me, you know, wow, you don't have a New York accent. I'm like, yeah, upset me. Get me upset. And all of a sudden, I'll start talking to you like this. I got no problem with it.
That's funny. You're funny.
The Bronx girl in me comes out like that. You know, but it is true, you know, in New York City. So I love that. I love that you opened up your area of trust and, you know, saw what it's like on the other side. Because, you know, people that aren't from New York don't even realize the difference between the East Side and the West Side. I was always a West Side New York City girl when I lived in Manhattan. And then I have a friend who lives on the East Side. And every once in a while, when she goes out of town, I'll stay at her place.
Right.
Totally different. It's just a totally different.
Yes.
Even within the city itself. So it is just so much fun, but I'm glad to be sharing a fellow New Yorker. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our fabulous sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, stadiumbags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking to Empower Cocktail CEO Tiffany Hall. So I have to ask, tell us more about the product itself, and what made you start with a Cosmopolitan? How did you start there?
Right. So great question. So initially I was actually thinking of developing new cocktails that people hadn't necessarily heard of to be creative, but then just made a decision saying, look, this is a new brand. I should do a staple cocktail that everybody knows, because it's already difficult to get people to try new things. So if it's a new brand and a new cocktail, there might be a few more challenges with respect to having consumers give it a try. So basically did some research and looked at a number of studies to see what the top cocktails were in the United States. And the Cosmopolitan was in the top five. And I said, I will focus on the Cosmo for that purpose. And also, I was a fan of Cosmopolitans, and I did kind of research amongst friends, family, and within their network, and that was the cocktail that came out of my own surveys that I did. So focused on that, and, but this one has a little different twist on it. Earlier we talked about the sweet potato vodka element, which was new, but also the element of using white cranberry in it, but everything else in the cocktail, sweet potato vodka, cranberry, triple second lime, that's standard Cosmo. But using white cranberry is also a different twist, just because the product looks clear. And so I was very focused on getting a flavor profile that was smooth, that wasn't too sweet, and that was refreshing. And so that's what I believe we ended up with. But that was really the reason I focused on the Cosmo, because I knew that was something that would be an easier entry point for folks to try Empower.
I love that you it's like survey said, boom, Cosmo,
and
which is really smart. And I think that it was really a brilliant idea to go with something, because let's face it, as you grow your brand, now you get to introduce things that nobody heard of, because they know, like, and trust you. So it'll be like, oh, look what Empower's put out now. Let's try this.
Right.
So
exactly.
Kudos. What's been your feedback so far, Tiffany?
So the feedback has been great. For a while, I used to do basically all the tastings in all the wine and spirit stores that Empower is in. And I also did all the events that sponsorship. So what was great about that is I had direct contact with consumers. And in some cases, they knew before they tried it that I actually was the owner of the brand, and or sometimes they did not. But the feedback was really great, because they didn't expect what they tasted, right? They saw that it was going to be a Cosmo, and they just loved the smoothness of it and the lightness of it and the refreshing nature of it. So always have gotten really great feedback on the taste, as well as the packaging. People save the bottles. I hear all the time about some people will buy it and say, oh my goodness, it's so pretty, I didn't want to open it. I said, the point is to open it. right. and enjoy it, then you can, of course, save the bottle, you know, and have it in your home. And that was actually part of my process when I did develop the packaging, because I wanted people to be proud to keep it around. But the feedback has been really great. And quite frankly, it's been really wonderful to get that, because that's what I believed before I started this process, that people would like it, enjoy it, and want to include it in their lives when they make these decisions in wine and spirit stores of what they want to enjoy with their friends, their family, and, you know, to take the special occasions and things like that. So it's been great.
So where can we find your product? Are you in different states? Are you just here in New York?
No, I'm in 5 states. I'm in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, as well as online. And I have a listing of the stores I'm in on the website, which is empowercocktails.com, as well as the online button where you can order online if you're not in one of those states, or if you're even in one of those states. So that's when I started, I was in New York City, and then grew to Connecticut, and then to all of New York, and all of New Jersey, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and so it's just been a slow, nice and slow progression to gradually build the brand.
Tell you, we rock here on the Northeast. We really do.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, quite frankly, you know, the reason I did that, right, is because as a, you know, starting my own business, I would be on 95 driving up and down these states and doing these tastings in stores, right? So that was also part of it. It was easy for me to get to, so I could be present for events.
So awesome. So as we're wrapping up here, what kind of advice would you like to share with other women looking to start their own businesses?
So the first is do it. Stop waiting. It is possible. So I think sometimes people have a lot of fear about pursuing this. And entrepreneurship is not just, there's not just one way to do it. Some people fear it because they're afraid of leaving their job and the kind of financial security of it. You can have the option. If you have the option to stop everything and focus on a business, that's great. If you need to maintain your job, start your process to look into developing the business while you have a job. You know, be open to pursuing it and figuring out how to weave it in your life. It is so important that if you have a great idea, it is so important for you to pursue that for your own self-development and satisfaction, quite frankly, and fulfillment. Because like I said earlier, you do not want to look back and say, I wish I did it. And also, if you look in a few months or a couple of years and someone else has pursued that idea and it's huge. So what I would say is really focus on doing it. Start to educate yourself about the area. You know, now we're doing everything virtually now, but sign up to webinars, go online, seek out people who can be helpful, reach out to those people, go on LinkedIn and connect to them. Do all the due diligence you can to figure out how you can do it. And then also, you know, figure out, do you have the finances to do it? If not, reach out to these kind of small business agencies around in your city or states who can help you with that. But really give yourself that opportunity to look into it. Don't just say no out of fear. Pursue it and leverage your network. If you've been listening to this whole interview, I have said so many times, it was not me doing this by myself. You have got to use your support system. You have got to lean on them, because everybody wants you to succeed in your life and your network. Family, your friends, and even your colleagues from past jobs, they want you to succeed and they will help you get there. Just ask. You'll be amazed at what will happen if you just do that.
Right on. So let everyone know how they can find you, Tiffany.
Yes. Yeah, so please visit empowercocktails.com for more information about the brand, and also our social media handles and channels on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just go to Empower Cocktails is the handle, and that's how you can find us. Please follow us and our journey and check out the brand and tell your friends.
Cheers to that. So thank you so much. I just think it is so cool that you've done this. I really do. I just, you know, it's an amazing thing to me, the different industries women are breaking into, disrupting, taking by storm. It's exciting to see something like this come to light, to see a product like this come to the forefront. And we're here to empower each other. So I love that you chose that name for the cocktails. Yeah. And I really wish you so much success. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to enjoying one later. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just too early in the morning while we're taping this.
That's right.
But
no, I can't wait for you to try it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I really thank you for being here and for all of you tuning in. Thank you so much for spending time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We are so appreciative of it. So as we are closing out, we're going to finish with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.